I want to talk about this parable, this story that Jesus gave in Matthew chapter 25.
那下面我们来看一下马太福音。
Maybe let's read it through. I'll read in English, you can read in Chinese. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. But when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you." So then, this bridegroom.
马太福音十五章有一段关于天国的比喻，就是把天国比成了十个童女。
The bridegroom is Jesus.
那在这里面，大家在他念英文的时候，大家也可以看一下中文的版本。那在这里面有提到，天国好像好比十个童女提着灯笼，那去迎接新郎。
And he's coming back.
那这个新郎他就是会迟一点过来，那正在他延迟的时候，所有十个童女都在都睡着了。
And those girls represent us.
那这个十个童女呢，就好比是我们自己。
You notice one thing that not everybody is going to be in the kingdom of God, unfortunately.
所以就是不幸的是说，我们在最后不是所有的我们都会进天国。
Now it says in verse 5 that the bridegroom, that's Jesus, was delayed.
那在第五节的时候提到了新郎迟到了，他在这里翻译是延迟。
So it seems to me that he wants to come, he wants to come back, but he delays his coming.
这里提到新郎就是耶稣基督再次返回的那个时候，但是根据邓肯他自己的理解，是神他还想再次回来，但是由于种种原因，他推迟了这样子的一个过程。
Now why do you think he delays his coming?
那这些原因会是什么呢？大家有没有曾经思考过
？Well, if Jesus had come, if he'd returned 50 years ago.None of us would be saved.
比如说，如果五十年前耶稣已经回到我们当中的时候，那个时候我们现在坐在这间屋子里面的所有人，可以说都没有被解救。
So Peter says that we should consider the patience of the Lord as our salvation. In other words, that he says, verse 13, we are waiting.For the new heavens and the new earth, we're waiting, waiting, waiting. But we should consider that his patience, his delay, is in fact our salvation. He wants everyone to be saved. And he thinks, if I come now, all those future people will not be saved. So that's why, in one sense, he wants to come back, in another sense, he delays.
那正是因为主耶稣基督这种他有这种忍耐的限度，能够等我们一批又一批的人出生成长，以及我们之后的后人能够，正是因为他有这样子的一个耐心去等我们，那我们可以说他的这种耐心也就是使我们得救的这种恩典。
So in verse 9, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
那这个是彼得后书第三章第九节上面提到了，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是以单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So then Jesus delays, and because of that we all become sleepy.
那正是因为有这样子的一个延迟，有一些人就不警醒，有一些发困了。
Now the way to understand the Bible is to compare what it says, in different places.
在研读圣经的一种方法，有很多方法去研读圣经。那其中有一个非常好的方法，就是比较各处不同的对于一句话或者是一个场景的解释。
So Paul says here to the Thessalonians, he says, when people say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come. He's talking about verse 2, the day of the Lord, the day when Christ will come back. And he says, you are not in darkness, brothers. You are children of light. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. So therefore, let us not sleep, as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, etc. So then, we are waiting for Jesus to come back, and we should not sleep.
在提摩太前书五章八节，五章三到八节说了我们应该怎么样做。有位同学帮我们读一下好吗？三到八节。
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾难忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。所以我们不要睡觉像别人一样，总要警醒谨守，因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。但我们既然属白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮羞，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。谢谢。
So, we've got to live our lives as if we expect Jesus to come at any moment.
所以在这里，圣经又一次警醒我们说，我们不可以犯困，我们要就是每一天都像每一天都行出来，这一天将是主到来的日子。
But Jesus says in his parable.That when he comes back, all the girls, verse 5, Matthew 25, verse 5, all the girls are sleepy, all of them, the wise ones and the foolish.
我们再回到马太福音二十五章第五节，那在新郎就是拖延延迟的时候，所有的人，包括那些聪明的和那些傻的童女，全部都睡着了。
So I understand that to mean that.In the last generation, in the last days just before Jesus comes back, the believers will be sleepy. They will be weak. They should not be sleepy, but they will be sleepy.
那这个预言就是说，那在主后末日的在末世的时候，很多人都他们的灵命上面都睡着了。有些就是信徒们，他们可能会觉得非常的软弱，这就是他们的。有一种睡着的状态。
Even we who consider ourselves believers, if Jesus was to come right now, this minute, we would all be shocked.
那像我们在座的各位有很多都是信徒，比如说在这一刻耶稣基督会回来，那我们肯定都会觉得很震惊。
You see how we're trying to interpret the Bible. Here that Jesus says that in the last days, all his people will be sleepy.Paul says we should not be sleepy, we should be awake. Therefore, the interpretation seems to be that in the very last days, just before Jesus comes, the believers will be very weak and sleepy.
那这也就是神在最后给我们的警醒是说，所有的基督徒都要在每时每刻都要警醒，不仅是你身体上面的警醒，更要是你灵命上面的警醒。
And why is that? Why in the last days before Jesus comes back? Why will we be sleeping?
另外就是说我们要也要问一下自己，为什么在这关键的时刻之前每个人都会觉得犯困呢？
I think it's because it's very difficult to live in a spiritual way in this world in which we live right now.
那有一个解释就是说因为我们的灵命不是很成熟，不能够时时刻刻的警醒，也不能够每一天都过着圣洁的生活。
Because of how we are living, internet and virtual life and just how we are living is so different to how human beings lived for all our history as a human race.
因为现在这个社会的物质条件实在是太过发达了，那每天我们都会接触网络，然后一些虚拟的世界，这和我们祖先们所生活的世界是完全不同的。那在这么多充满诱惑的世界当中，我们很少有人能够真的是坚持一种每一天都会过一种非常圣洁的生活。
Yeah, we're not designed to live in the kind of world that we've created for ourselves.
那我们现在这个世界可以说每天都有对我们自己的征战。
And so it's very difficult therefore to be spiritual in this very material world in which we live.
所以正是因为这样子每天的征战使我们不时的感觉我们的灵命非常的软弱。
So when Jesus comes back we will all be a bit sleepy.
所以这就是为什么在这段比喻当中说，当耶稣基督重新回来的时候，每个人都会有点犯困。这个犯困就是灵命上面的这样子的一个比喻。
So the bridegroom comes back at midnight.
那在马太福音二十五章第六节又提到了，那这个新郎会在什么时候回来呢？是在半夜的时候，半夜的时候是人最困的时候。
Now when do weddings start? What time do you start a wedding?
那什么时候我们在中国一般什么时候开始一个婚礼？
Not at midnight.
是差不多应该不是在半夜，应该是在晚上七八点钟的时候啊。
And I think the point is that the coming of Jesus is going to be very unexpected.
所以在这里就是不是说真的是要精确什么什么时间，一个这个半夜这个时间点呢，就是还是一个比喻，是说主来回来的时间是一个非常没有人知道的，是一个非常不可预测的一个时间点。
Yeah, we will be in the middle of doing something.
那在这个时间段中，我们可能在做任何事情，可能在犯困，也可能在做其他事情。
We might be in the shower.
可能在洗澡。
Walking along the street.
或者是一个人在街上游荡。
And suddenly, Jesus has come back.
忽然在这一刻，你发现天开了，那主耶稣基督又回来了。
This will happen one day.
这一点我确信有一天即将发生。
Remember Jesus said, two men will be working in the field, one will be taken and the other will be left.
那在路加福音当中也提到了天国降临时刻的一段描述，就是说有两个人在田里面劳作，有一个人将会被提升到天上去。这个就是一个主回来的一个场景。
Two women, he said, will be working at home. One will be taken, the other will be left.
那还有一段是也是这样子继续叙述下去，是两个妇女走在路上，那有一个被提升了，有一个人还在继续走。
Remember what I said about how Jesus balances all his teaching between men and women. Two men working in the field, two women working at home.
那不知道，因为去年有的同学没有来参加我们的讲座，去年他也有提到了，就是主耶稣基督对这个天国再来临的一些叙述，包括有人在田里工作啊，或者是这两个妇女走在街上。
So one day Jesus will come and take us away.
所以就是总而言之，有一天主耶稣基督会回来，那我们所有的信徒都被将提升到半空中。
But where to? Well, it seems that the day of judgment is going to be in Jerusalem. And we will be taken there.
那我们会被提升到半空中以后会发生什么呢？根据他个人的理解是最后审判的那个之地将会在耶路撒冷，那我们很可能有可能就会被全部带到耶路撒冷那个地方接受神的最后的审判。
So we will be taken away.
我们就会被带到那里去。
Now, the difference is that some of them have taken extra oil with them.
那大家再仔细的再读一下这个，在第四节的时候有说了，第三节和第四节有说聪明的和愚笨的。那第四节当中提到聪明的拿着灯，又预备了油在器皿里，就是点灯的那个器皿里。
So I think the oil and the oil lamps that they had, this represents their faith.
在这里油灯就是他们信心的一种象征。
The difference between the wise and the foolish is that the wise realize that probably my fire is going to go out, so I better take some more oil just in case.
那在这里聪明和愚蠢的区别就是在于聪明者他们想到了可能会在等的这个途中，因为等的时间实在是太长不可确定，所以他的油灯里面的油可能会被烧完烧尽，所以他就多带了一些油，随身带了一些油，就准备在油烧尽的时候再继续加油使用。
But the foolish think, no, my fire is good and strong, I don't need to take any more oil with me, I'm fine.
同时那些比较愚拙的呢，就只是拿着灯，而且没有其他任何的准备。
So the difference is that the wise realize their spiritual weakness.
那在这里给我们的比喻就是说，那这些聪明者呢，他意识到可能他的这个油，因为这个油灯不是象征我们的信心吗？他知道我们的信心会在某一个特定的一个时间段可能会减少变弱，所以他又带了一些油跟着他，随身带了一些油。所以这个聪明的呢，就觉得好像自己的灵命会有一些变弱的倾向。所以在这里这个比喻的意思就是这样子的。
Like we said earlier, the difference is between the self-righteous and the arrogant son, and the son who sins and repents.
那其实再回到我们之前讲的那个大儿子和小儿子的比喻，就是说，那大儿子他不仅非常的那个自以为是，而且非常的那个自大。而小儿子虽然犯了罪，但是他意识到自己的一个错误，并且有意愿去悔改。
So here, the difference is between the people who know that they're weak and the people who think they are not weak and not going to get weak.
所以通篇来看的话，我们就能很显而易见的看出来，有些人他们是就是说不太愿意承认自己是软弱的，他们愿意一直错下去。那有一些人呢，他就比较聪明，他觉得说自己的灵命可能会在某一时段中会软弱，所以他需要自己给自己加油。
So verse 6, at midnight there was a cry made, here's the bridegroom, go out to meet him. That is, initially, there is an element of choice. When Jesus comes back, right, Duncan, do you want to go? Jesus has come back. Go and meet him. And I can say, wait a minute, yeah, I'll come, but just later, just get myself ready, or I can go and meet him.
那在第六节说到了就是耶稣基督回来的那个在半夜回来的那个场景，那我们可以想象一下，就是说我们在耶稣回来这个时刻同样有自己的一个选择权，可能你会听到圣灵跟你说啊，主回来了，你要赶快去迎接他。那你也可能你会有两种选择，第一种选择呢就是说啊，你会跟自己说啊，我需要一点时间准备一下，稍微再等一会。那还有一种呢，就是你毫不犹豫的就立刻去迎接主。
So, in that moment when Jesus comes, we will decide our own eternal future. Will I go and be with him immediately, or will I stay?
所以你的抉择就会决定，可以说是决定你一生的命运，是否会得到永生这样子的礼物。你是立刻就去迎接他呢，还是你稍作了迟疑？
If, for example, we are thinking all the time about what we have in this life, about a better house, better car, better job, etc., and that is absolutely everything for us, oh, Jesus has come back. Oh, it's like a bit inconvenient that the world has come to an end. But if we love Jesus more than all those things, great, he's come back. I'm not such a good guy, but I love him. Great, I'm happy to go. I want to go. I don't want to be in this crazy situation any longer. Not one second more than I have to be.
所以，就要看你怎么想，到底你是属灵的还是属物质的。那你如果是属物质的话，你会对世界上所有的这个你在世上所有的财产看得非常重，你的房子啊，还有你的钱呐、啊，还有一些其他的一些物质，你会看得非常非常重。但是如果你是属灵的，可能你会觉得，哦，虽然我不是非常做的不是非常好，我也有罪，我也犯过罪，但是我的心是一心向神的。那我希望有一天真的主能回来的时候，我能够立刻上前去迎接他。这些都是决定你的一个态度的问题。
So we should be enthusiastic for the everlasting life that's ahead. And this life and this world, we think, okay, I have to do what I have to do today to live, to survive, to exist, okay. But I don't want to waste one more second in this world as it is at this moment than I have to.
那我们在现在在地球上面生活，可能就是说每天我们还必须要应付着每天要工作学习的一个压力，然后我们还必须要吃喝然后生存下去。但是当你如果着眼在就是永生这个来自神的礼物的时候，你应该内心感觉非常非常激动，因为毕竟我们的那些盼望就是在这个永生的礼物上。
So verse 7, when the cry comes, he's back. Each of them looks at their lamps.
那在这里就在第六节的时候，这里有写到了，就是半夜的时候有人喊，新郎来了，新郎来了，赶快出来见他。
So when we know for sure he's come back, then we will look at ourselves for how we are.
那在迎接他的在迎接他之前呢，我们就应该问一下自己这样的一个问题：我现在看起来怎么样？在他面前是什么样子一个人？
And the foolish will realize I don't have enough oil.
那这个时候，那些没有给自己灯准备就是备用的油的人，就会突然警醒起来。他忽然的觉得自己有一点做错了，就是说我没有足够的油。
They say to the wise, "Give us some of your oil."
然后他们就会跑去问那些聪明的人。因为他们在随身带了一些备用的油，他说：“请给我一些你的油。”
Now, what does this mean in practice for us?
那这个在虽然是这样子的一个比喻啊，但是在比喻之后有什么样的意义呢？
It means that if Jesus comes, let's say right now.
让我解释给你们听。那它的一个意义就是说，比如说耶稣基督将在这一刻来到。
They think he's come back.Where is Ifeng's phone number? I need to get some oil. Where is Ifeng's phone number? Where is Faisal's email? No.
那这个时候呢，我们就如果你平时是那个，你的行为是那个愚拙的那些童女们的一个行为的话，你就会马上想，哎呀，主来了，我应该怎么办好？赶快拿出来我的手机，找一找爱疯的那个电话是多少，问他要点油来。
But spirituality is very personal. Faith is very personal.
但是有一点是，就是你的信心是非常私人的一件东西，一件事情来的。
Because you can't ask anybody else for oil.
你虽然就是说，你可以打电话去给爱丰或者是其他的一些基督徒，但是你并不能从他手中拿到那些他为自己储存的这些油。
You've got to get it for yourself.
你只有在不断每天警醒的生活当中，自己得到这些油。
So if the oil is the spirit.
所以如果说我们用油来比喻自己的灵命的长进的话。
The Bible is written by the Spirit of God.
那圣经同时又是就是我们唯一获得灵命长进的一个来源。
So every day we should be reading the Bible.
所以
这样子的一个逻辑关系下来，就是说我们如果想要灵命长进的话，我们每天必须要阅读圣经。
I can't go to sleep at night if I have not read the Bible, even if I'm extremely busy the whole day.
那邓肯他如果有一天，即使是那天非常忙，他在睡觉前没有读过圣经的话，他那一天都睡不着觉。
So what's important is habit.
所以最重要的就是你养成这样子的习惯。
It's having the right habits which is so important.
只要一旦你的这个好的习惯养成了，那久而久之你就会觉得它就是你生活当中的一部分。
So that every day we are getting God's word inside us.
所以每天我们就像吃饭一样，就是咀嚼着来自神的精神食粮，就是圣经。
Because in that day it will be too late.
因为如果不是从现在开始行事的话，而是到了主来的那一刻，那就将太晚了。
When it comes to our relationship with God, there's a tendency to think somebody else can do this for me. Like the foolish say, "Hey, wise people, give me some of your oil," and they say, "I can't give you anything." They want help from people, but actually we must come to God directly ourselves.
那很多宗教当中有一种倾向，就是说就是信神的这种你的信仰。不是他们觉得信仰是要通过有一个中介，也就是中保才能够达到，不是你自己和神的一种关系。其实这个是错的。那你的信仰的的确确真真实实是你和神之间的一段非常私人的关系。那比如说像在天主教当中，他们的中保可能就是有一个神父，那可以就是所有的人都可以到神父那里去悔过，但是这样其实是不对的。
So there's always a tendency to say, yeah, we want a pastor, we want a priest, and it's his job. My salvation is his job.
那很多人都把自己的救恩归结于这个我在教堂中的牧师他的德行好不好？如果我跟那一个教堂的牧师德行好，那么我们都可以得救。
You know, go to church sometimes, pay money.And okay, I'm okay. My religious aspect in my life is okay. That's convenient.
另一种想法就是说，那我只要每个星期坚持去教堂，然后再奉献一点钱出来给教堂，那不管我的行为有多差，那我还会是得救的。
And then churches or religion become like anything else that's in the supermarket. You walk the aisle of the supermarket. Shall I have this biscuit or that biscuit or that biscuit?And you take what you can afford or what you like, and that's how religion has become.
那所以现代的宗教就有点像变成了那种就是你到购物超级市场里面去购物的那种情况，就是说你去看到一样东西有那么多牌子供你选择，你自己荷包里的钱能够负担起哪个牌子，那你就买哪个牌子。但是最后结果都是一样，就是说只要你付钱了，只要你付出了，那你就会可以得救。
That's not how it should be. We have a personal relationship with God, and we can't get anyone else to do it for us.
所以不是说只要你付钱，你出力了，那你就会得到这样子的一段，就会得到救恩。那我们和神的关系是非常私人的，是要你每天花时间和花精力去经营的一段关系。
So ultimately, we have to read the Bible for ourselves.
所以不是说你花钱可以叫别人帮你读圣经，那读圣经这件事情是要你自己来做的。
And I hope that we can all go away from here promising ourselves, I will read the Bible for myself every day, even just a few verses.
那我希望大家在走出这个学习小组之后，能够给自己下一个契约，就是说哪怕是一天只读几段经文，那我也要坚持每天会读一点点圣经。
Okay, so the foolish girls, they go away to buy, but because they're busy, the bridegroom Jesus, he comes and the door is closed.
那再接下去看一下八节，八九十，那就是说那些愚拙的人和聪明的人的他们的一些行事方法。
So.This is rather like if Jesus comes now, some people will think, ah, yeah, Jesus, Ah, yeah, I remember about Jesus. Yeah, I was baptized. Okay, just a minute. I will find my Bible. I will just get myself ready. Too late.
那比如说这些愚拙的他们的行事方法是怎么样呢？比如耶稣基督回来了，那这些愚拙的就突然醒了，就是因为他们不是在之前犯困了嘛，然后就突然醒了，然后他们的脑海当中就会过一遍，哦，好像是的，这个我听说过有关于耶稣基督这个人的事情，我在30年前或者40年前好像受洗过了，但是从那以后好像就没怎么和神谈过话或者是读过圣经，那现在我需要有一点点时间，那再通读一遍圣经，知道到底是怎么样回事，只是免得他到时候问我的东西，问我一些东西我答不上来。
But what it should be is that Jesus comes and we are so eager to meet him, eager to be with him.That we just go immediately.
那是那聪明的人他们会怎么样呢？他们就是时刻的都非常的就是期待的去见到神，不是说就是他们修炼的好像就是能把整本圣经都给背出来一样，但是你至少也要就是有一定的属灵或者是灵命上面的长进，那你知道你要保持这样子的一个时刻警醒的生活来迎接他的到来。
So they will knock on the door. Lord, open to us.
所以这里又在说，他们将会敲我们的门。
Nobody in that day will be indifferent or passive.
那我敢相信，没有人在那天，就是耶稣基督到来的那天，会觉得无所谓或者非常非常被动。
Nobody will say, "Ah, yeah, Jesus came. Let's come back."Yeah, well, I'm not really interested. No, I don't care. No, even the foolish, they are banging on the door. Please, 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 let us in.
因为大家可以想象一下啊，主耶稣来的时候，你可以说是没有任何选择了。不管你是什么样子的人，是好人，是坏人，是属灵的还是不属灵的，你都没有任何选择。那不属灵的话，可能会就是到处在求救。想问一下我自己下一步该怎么办？那属灵呢？他们就可能非常非常的惊喜。那主终于来到了。
So, if ultimately every one of us here, every single one of us, ultimately at the end, we will come before Jesus, and in that moment, every one of us will say, "If I want to be in your kingdom, please, 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 I only want to be in your kingdom. That's all I want to do is to be with you."If that's our attitude, it's going to be our attitude in the end, ultimately. It should be our attitude now.
如果是在那一刻的时候，就是你知道，可能坏人也知道他们死到临头了啊，那他们肯定那个时候也不想死，就会求，就会那个哭求着说，神啊，主啊，我希望你能够原谅我，能够接纳我在你的天国里。如果那个时候我们是这样子的话，那我们现在也应该是这样子的。
So we should be able to have like a credo, have a kind of a purpose in our life. I want to be in the kingdom of God more than anything else in the world.
所以就是说，你与其那个时候去哭求，不如现在就每一天过好警醒的这样的生活。那我们过一个怎么样去过一个这样子警醒生活呢？就是说，你可以这么对自己说，你给自己下一个目标，就是说我之后，我以后想进天国。
And so, one of the problems with people, in our society or generally, is that they don't have a clear purpose in their life.
那在我们现在的社会有一点就是很麻烦的，就是说很多人是不见棺材不掉泪，还有很多人就是没有对自己的生活没有一个非常清晰的目标。
Whereas we should have a clear direction that I want to be in God's kingdom and to live forever and ever with God and with Jesus. That's my direction.
那对他自己来说，他自己有个清晰的目标，就是说我之后一定要去享受神给我的这样子永生的礼物，要永远永远的和耶稣和主基督住在一起。
Before we go on, has anyone got any questions or any comments?
大家有没有什么评论或者是有什么问题吗？
in here, the foolish and the wise are all means the believers.
Yeah.
But how about the unbelievers? When Jesus comes back, where is the unbelievers? In the how?